All right. Well, this is time for one of my favorite segments. It's called the God at Work interview. We try to do this every month or two. So I'd like to invite up Heather Lockhead. And Heather is the other half of the Doug Lockhead duo. And Doug, you've seen up here a couple times. We support them. They are our Young Life workers here in the Qualicum and Oceanside area. And so we're going to interview Heather today. Have a seat. There are a couple purposes for this interview. The first one is to get to know some people in our congregation better. And if you haven't already been asked, I will be asking you at some point to be part of this, so be brave. The second thing is we want to emphasize and learn from each other about how God is at work in our Monday through Saturday, in the rest of our week, because God is not just at work here in the sanctuary. He is at work in all of our lives, and they're all different. So it's really a joy to hear about it. So, Heather, thanks for being willing to be interrogated this morning, even though your family is sick this morning. So thanks for being here. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your family?
I grew up in Chemainus, and I lived there until 2012 when Doug and I got married. And loving Qualicum. And we have a 4-year-old daughter who's amazing, and
and you've probably seen Abigail around here. So tell us, how did Jesus find you?
I grew up going to church. We went to the Anglican church in Chemainus, and for most of my life I was only a person anywhere near my age category going to church there. But there was just something always, Jesus just always had my heart. I always just felt that I needed him to be part of my life. And even though it was a struggle through my teen years and early 20s, just being the only one in my age category, he just always pursued me. And I always just wanted him to be part of my life.
I think being in that community must have given you a maturity beyond your years, because you got to be with other people that were outside of your age group, and that was a gift for you as well. Mm-hmm. Cool. So tell us, what takes up most of your time? What is your work?
Just hold it a little closer. There you go.
Okay. If I must. Yes. This is not my comfort zone, so bear with me.
Great.
So in the 17 years prior to having Abigail, I did childcare. And loved my time doing that. And then I was blessed to be home with Abigail for 4 years. And just recently gone back to work in September. And I got a position as the office receptionist at Norse Log Homes. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing that. And between doing that and being a wife and a mom, that takes up more than 24 hours a day almost.
So how do you see God at work in your work? So that could include your work at Norse Log Homes and also your work as a mother to Abigail.
Okay. I'm the only Christian at Norse Log Homes that I can tell. it's an interesting environment. They're building custom log homes, if you don't know what they do there. It's a high-intensity environment. The language they use isn't always pretty. it's just trying to stay being myself in that environment and who I am and who God wants me to be there. And then at home, it's just, being the wife and the mom that I've been called to be and the blessing that that is. And it was something I waited my whole life to be, and I love every moment of that. So.
Yeah, and I get to see Heather out in the community a lot. She's definitely out spending time with Abigail because Abigail's a busy girl, and just to see her light as she connects with people in different settings and moms groups and that sort of thing is pretty cool. Yeah. So what's something we can ask you about? This is such a short time, and there's so much more about you, but what's something we can ask you about out in the lobby or next Sunday or over lunch or,
anything you want. Life, has blessed me with amazing things, and it's had its tragedies. So I think there's lessons to be learned in all of that, and I love to share the highs and the lows and what the road that God has taken me down has taught me.
Yeah, and we appreciate your honesty. Okay, so what's something we can pray for to help you better encounter God at work?
Just to help me continue to be who I'm called to be and not be dragged down by a lot of the negativity that I see at work. It's still pretty brand new. And there's a lot to learn about building log homes, and they're not letting me near the power tools for some reason, but I have to learn about the process of building log homes and maintaining them without actually having hands-on experience doing that. So it's a steep learning curve for me. So just helping me to learn what I need to know to help people build their dream homes. And continue to be who I'm called to be for Doug and for Abigail. So.
Well, let's pray for her. If you're comfortable, just stretch out your hands and intercede in your hearts and agree with me in prayer. Lord, we thank you for Heather. Lord, I thank you for the light she is. I thank you for the confidence she has in you. Lord, I thank you for how secure she is in her identity in you and how that radiates peace and calm outside of her, Lord, when she's not struggling to find who she is and then other people can feel safe talking to her. Lord, I thank you for the work that you have given her. You have given her good, meaningful work, and Lord, we praise you for that. We thank you for her work at the Norse Log Homes, and Lord, we ask that you would help her to be the best worker she can be. Lord, I pray that she would find areas that are good and make them great, that she would find areas that aren't great, that are not doing well, Lord, and turn things around, that she would be a problem solver. Lord, I pray that she would be like Joseph in Potiphar's house, where he looked around and Potiphar was amazed. He didn't have to deal with anything. He just had to pick what food he wanted to eat. Lord, I pray that you would make her so efficient and wise to anticipate problems and to be able to provide for people so that other people can do their jobs well. And Lord, I pray for the environment there. It only takes one person to change a culture, and I ask that you would help her to be a light. As she's listening, as she's learning the culture, Lord, I pray that she would also be listening to you, that she would hear your voice, when to be quiet, when to say something, when to ask a question, when to just pray silently under her breath. And we know that you are present with her at every point. And we expect great things. We pray for these people that she's working with, and we pray that they would come to you. Lord, we pray for the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ to shine through her into their hearts, Lord, that they would want to ask her, what must I do to be saved? Lord, give her the strength to be able to shine for you. And Lord, bless her and her family. Lord, I pray for her and Abigail and Doug that you would cement them even closer together, that you would guide them in their lives with their exchange students as well, that you would help them to be the family you want them to be and give them rest and joy, even in the midst of their busy lives where they serve people. Lord, give them rest and joy as they bring rest and joy to us too. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, thank you.